Road Rules, that's our summer series, and I want to thank you for joining us. Thanks for joining us every day. So many of you tell me that you share this with other people. I appreciate that, and I pray. I just pray we do these because we just want people to engage in God's Word and be and see the benefit of meeting God daily in His Word. So I'm going to start with a question. You ready? Are you a people pleaser? Are you a people pleaser? Let's find out. Here's a little self-test. 10 signs that you may be trying too hard to please everyone. Now, this is from psychologytoday.com. So granted, it's not inerrant, but it's some good food for thought. So be honest. You ready? Number one, you pretend to agree with everyone. You feel responsible for how other people feel. You apologize often. You feel burdened by the things you have to do. You can't say no. That's a little convicting, isn't it? You feel uncomfortable if someone is angry with you. You act like the people around you, the old chameleon effect. You need praise to feel good. You go to great lengths to avoid conflict. You don't admit when your feelings are hurt. How'd you score on that 10-question assessment? So God knew the danger of people-pleasing long before Psychology Today. Pleasing people is a no-win proposition that leaves you exhausted, distracted, and wandering far from God's path. Paul said that if his aim was only to please people, he could never be a servant of God. Galatians 1, verse 10. Here's the way the writer of this proverb explains it. Proverb 25, the fear of man lays a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is safe. Fear man and get caught in a trap. Trust God and experience His safety and security. Pretty clear choice, isn't it? So, Father, keep me from the trap of pleasing people. I answered yes to too many of those questions in that little assessment. The snare of caring way too much about others, what others think, forgive me for that. Forgive me for trying to impress, to need praise, to never say no, fear of hurting someone's feelings, letting someone down. I want to please you, not people. I desire to know that the safety of trusting in you alone. I pray in Jesus' name. And you don't have to stop here. Keep talking to God and asking Him to help you with your bent toward pleasing people.